Hi, this is Megan Johnson with Centered on Wellness for another episode of Your Health Matters. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about the history of the bandana. And bandanas used to be seen in back pockets, around foreheads, on necks, and even wiping noses. Most recently, we are seeing them used as face protection during the COVID-19 outbreak. The bandana is one of the most versatile pieces of clothing to have entered the wardrobe of modern Western civilization. All of these options from a light square of approximately 20 by 20 inch cloth. But where did the bandana as we know it today come from? Back in ancient Roman and Greek times, a similar item called the kerchief was used. It was made of linen instead of woven cotton and had less emphasis on prints and colors, but sometimes contained embroidery. The bandana has served an important function for generations, worn by sailors, farmers, cowboys, bikers, and miners. Its use even extends to gang members and other rebel cultures. It has been used to represent political campaigns, patriotism, and has aided in the promotion of popular culture and other 20th century advertising. You might be surprised to hear that the famous paisley pattern that most of us associate with printed bandanas doesn't actually come from Paisley, Scotland, but rather the region of Kashmir, what was once the Persian Empire. Paisley is traditionally known as a distinctive, intricate pattern of curved, feather-shaped figures that was originally based on an Indian pinecone design. This design dates back to over 2,000 years ago. Woven cashmere with paisley prints were imported to Europe via the Dutch East Indian Company in the 18th century and quickly became popular. It was used for women's shawls, symbolizing great status. They were quite expensive, and eventually the demand outgrew the supply. Prices increased, causing many Europeans, specifically English and Scottish companies, began to produce their own shawls following these same styles. In Western culture, this lopsided teardrop had many different names. In France, it was called tadpoles. In the Wales, they called it Welsh pears, and in America, they called it Persian pickles. But the name paisley is what ended up sticking as the design spread around the world. The bandana got its popularization during the American Revolution when Martha Washington had a souvenir bandana made for George Washington, featuring the commander-in-chief on horseback, decorated with cannons, flags, and a ring of promotional text highlighting Washington's dedication to liberty and American independence. This was considered the first bandana as we know them today. It would go on to inspire political campaigns for centuries. In the 1950s, this type of political promotion was popular, and politicians began to print their campaign slogans. For example, Dwight Eisenhower was an example of this. Variety, experimentation, and imagination bled over into new styles of advertising via bandana, such as sport teams, musicians, and movie stars. From the Yankees to Elvis to Disney characters, all could be found on bandanas. After becoming an advertising medium, the bandana became an important symbol in the fight for worker rights. In 1921, the West Virginia Coal Miners March, where over 10,000 United Mine Workers wore red bandanas to demand unions. The bandana really got its recognition during World War II, when women on the home front entered American factories and used them to tie their long hair back. Between the women of World War II and John Wayne Westerns, the bandana became an iconic accessory that has lasted to this day, even being used as times for outlaw face protection and gang affiliation. With today's use for facial protection against COVID-19, the bandana market has continued to expand to this day, even if it's not necessarily flourishing. The little square cloth maintains its versatility as a close, at-hand accessory. It can be used as a headband, necktie, cloth to wipe off your phone, and now as a face protector. Who would have thought? We hope that everybody's staying safe, be healthy, and at this rate, don't forget your bandana to cover your airways. Be safe, everybody. Until next episode. Bye-bye.